www.thebestofcast.com.
Out of the race, into space, and drench. There's a theme here for this hour of America tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast, flyover states, and, yeah, all those nooks and crannies in between. Some of the best people alive live in those nooks and crannies. And in some of those smaller towns, boy, they feel like they're really getting jobbed down in Louisiana. We're going to tell you about that. But first, let's start on an up note, shall we? The Endeavor. Finally, off into the stratosphere. Take a listen.
Zero and liftoff for the final launch of Endeavor. Expanding our knowledge, expanding our lives in space.
Houston, Endeavor, roll program.
Roger, roll, Endeavor.
Yep, and that's what it sounded like. The people in the Space Coast just before 9 o'clock got a glimpse of it as it trailed off and went on a mission, 16-day deal at the International Space Station. Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman who was there the first time around when it didn't launch, was back naturally again to watch her husband, the commander Mark Kelly, go out for the final time in that shuttle as it's being retired. It first went out on missions starting in the 90s, in the early 90s, taking the place, actually, of the Challenger that, sadly, as you know, blew up with Christy McAuliffe, the teacher, on it. If that accident hadn't happened, who knows how many people would have gone into space. Just regular Joes might have had a chance to go up with the astronauts, because that was the plan. Okay, well, maybe we'll have a reporter go up, or, you know, we'll choose different people from different walks of life. But once the Challenger blew up, that kind of iced the whole thing. Not that other people haven't had the opportunity to go up into space. They have, through the Russians, and paying an astronomical amount of money. There have been other people who have gone up. And, of course, you know about the Virgin flights, but that's not quite the same thing. The Endeavor is a fine piece of machinery, one that has had many, many missions, and a lot of them recently, like so many of the other shuttles, having to do with the International Space Station. So like I said, 2 weeks and a couple of days, then the Endeavor comes back, gets retired. The Atlantis, the last one to go up, that'll be the next one on the launch pad, then say goodbye to the shuttle program. So pretty exciting stuff to see a piece of history, I think, for many of the people that got to glimpse that. That would have been a neat thing to see. And there is also some apprehension as to where are we going with this space program. What's going to happen to some of the best engineers around as many of these jobs are going away? And how does it all change, especially when we are crippled by an amazing amount of debt? All right, speaking of being crippled, there are many people that live in Louisiana in some beautiful small towns that have had no choice but to evacuate. And you know the story here about the Army Corps of Engineers deciding that they had to do something about the swollen Mississippi, so they flipped open the Morganza spillway. And you have towns like Croat Springs. There's about 1,300 people that live there. But if they didn't open the spillway, what they're saying is, look, it would hit New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So the amount of people that happen to be in those low-lying areas, that's what we have to do. And I saw a sign in a tree, a big sign that someone had painted, and it said, "You're welcome, Baton Rouge." And I said this, you have to feel gypped if you happen to be in a small town, like I described the nooks and crannies. Some of these towns are absolutely beautiful. They're not highly populated. They're outside of the bigger areas. And unfortunately, they're easy to move. They're easy to move people out of and evacuate instead of the bigger cities, especially New Orleans. Can you imagine? So 15 of 125 of those gates, those spillways, have been opened. And some people are moving, and like the town I just mentioned, just moving their stuff out. And that's the other thing. you have to play chicken with whether or not you're going to take everything with you and or just leave it and hope you come back and you really didn't get much of a flood. In the case of Croat Springs, it's about 20 miles from the spillway, so you'd have to think, even though they're trying to put together a temporary levee to protect, you know, 250 houses, let's say, on the south side of that town, they don't know what's going to happen. They think it's inevitable that it'll be washed away. And then there are other parishes. There's Butte-la-Rose. That's 20 miles further south. And you've got homes that they think for sure will probably suffer some sort of water damage, if nothing else. But a little bit of water damage compared to being completely flooded out, two different things. So what happened for some of these people who are evacuating is the decision of, geez, do I take all my stuff? Do I hurry up? And I mean, just think if you had to do this right now. If right now you had 3 days or however many days, you had 3 days to decide, do we just get everything out of here? Do we pretend like we're just moving it all out? And then hopefully we find some place we can rent, stack it, whatever, get it out. And the house is just left there, and maybe we get lucky. It's impossible to do. It's not impossible, but pretty tough to do a quick turnaround. And where are you getting the moving trucks and all that sort of stuff? So you got to feel for those people, as I said before. By Monday night, 15 of the bays opened. How much water? 763,000 gallons of water per second. And the plan is to open about a quarter of the spillway. And some of the river walks, like they have a little river walk in Morgan City. That was another place that was hit. It's already starting to lap over the river walk, the downtown river walk. So the thought there is you might have 20,000 homes that could be flooded. But they're trying to limit the damage. So you know what you do? You got the people that are in the penitentiary that are out there working on lines to try to stop the floodwaters. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with the guys that are locked up. Pulling them out, getting them to work on it. Makes sense to me, doesn't it? Makes a lot of sense. And I'm thinking in my head, looking at a map today, trying to figure this out, how many historical areas could be damaged by this? And, of course, agriculture, too. The governor doesn't know for sure, but if he had to put a price tag on it, he's thinking that the price tag is probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million. They're just trying to limit the damage. And there's no doubt. I mean, do you think this is the most significant thing to hit the Mississippi River Valley since the 30s? I'd have to say so. And many of you are listening to me in other states, and I don't want to shut you out of this discussion either because we've got affiliates in all of these areas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, Arkansas, Louisiana, that we've been talking about, Mississippi, all have had to deal with flood waters. And it looked like it was going to be an incredible year for some crops like corn and wheat, rice and cotton. No longer, because so much of that farmland was destroyed. Tough, tough times. Somebody has decided to jump out of the race on the Republican side of things. Who? Take a guess. I'll tell you who in just a few minutes. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said.
Coming up.
Tell me quick.
In our next segment, Bad Boys. Oh, we got two really good ones for you. Really, really, really good ones for you. One, a notorious, notorious terrorist. The other, a money man making some big headlines. And I'm sure I could stick in a few other guys as well, but these are just too juicy to pass up on. So we have a Bad Boys segment coming up in just a few minutes. Also, I want to remind everyone here that on Thursday/Friday morning, in our third hour, our Triple Crown challenge continues. This time it's the Preakness. Can Animal Kingdom do it? I love it. If you work at NBC, you know, if you're the guy doing the promos, you know what a promo guy is? He's the person who takes the slices of the race, like the Kentucky Derby, and puts some reaction in and some music, and then they have like a 30-second promo to say coming up is the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown. It hasn't been done in 30-plus years since affirmed. And everybody gets all excited. So 30-plus years, every single year, it's the same thing. We could have another Triple Crown winner. Could have another Triple Crown winner. And then it doesn't happen. But who knows? Maybe Animal Kingdom has the right stuff. So we'll do the second leg of the Triple Crown. All you care about is this. We'll find out how many horses as we get deeper into the week, because they'll have post positions on Wednesday, and we'll have numbers. So you don't even have to know very much about horse racing. It's like picking lottery numbers. You tell me what numbers you think in the order they'll come in, win, place, and show, And if you correctly nail them, you win the Sports Princess Prize Package. Summertime is coming up. Kick back in the old hammock or rocking chair, and you got some awesome sports books to read. If you're not a sports fan, some awesome political books to read. So we could go either way on this, the sports theme or the political theme. It's a good deal all the way around. You have massive bragging rights. And just let me say this, if you feel really sure about your horses, you might just want to go and make an off-track bet for a couple of dollars. I'm not encouraging anyone to gamble. I'm just saying you might want to have a few dollars on it. Because if they were to come in that order that you spout out on this radio show, then you would have won however much money it is. Sometimes when you have the favorites, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a huge payoff for your $2 or $3 or whatever it is. It will probably be more than that, but it not very much, less than 10 bucks. But if you have some long shots mixed in there, that can change things around. All right, speaking of long shots, he might have been a long shot anyway, but what's going to happen with the Republicans in 2012? At this point, it's kind of a who's in and who's out and who's in between and who's deciding. So Mike Huckabee bails the other day. He says his heart said no, so he didn't want to do it. He likes the TV thing and the speaking thing, and he's going to continue to do that. And what will be interesting is any of the people who were really on the Huckabee bandwagon, and there were plenty, where will they go now? They certainly are not going to go to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has decided he's not going to run in 2012. You kind of knew when the birther thing blew up on him that this was a serious possibility that he wasn't going to ultimately run. There were people that were pushing him to do it, I heard, for real, not just to do it as a big ha-ha and let's get some ratings for my show and let me make headlines because I'm great at stirring it up. I mean, if there's ever a man who can get free publicity, he can do it. Especially he had his Celebrity Apprentice show and had kind of a wild media publicity blitz, and the president thing just bumped that up even more. But he said after a considerable deliberation, reflection, he decided not to pursue it. And typical, he said that he would have won the Republican, this is Trump, he would have won the Republican primary and the general election, of course, but recognized that running for public office cannot be done half-heartedly. He said business is his greatest passion. He's not ready to leave the private sector. Duh. But He did really consider it. I absolutely have it on good authority that it wasn't completely some kind of a stunt, that he really started to think about it. But when the full birth certificate came out, that was one thing, and then a couple of other things that happened, that was just it. And probably, honestly, somebody telling him, look, are you serious about this? Do you know what you have to go through to become the, first of all, the nominee, and then to try to go up against the incumbent, president? He made a pretty kind of a long statement and said that he was going to push the president to, you know, do something when it came to our lack of global competitiveness and to get tough on China and other countries that are taking advantage of the U.S., and to look at the push for job creation. And, you know, he threw in all the things that he was talking about that people liked, that some people liked when they heard the unplugged version of Trump. So after all the speculation, in the end, boom, it doesn't happen. Now it's a question of who's left standing and who may end up jumping into the race. Would it be, you know, Newt Gingrich is there, and Newt Gingrich is saying, judge me on my ability, not on the past, that whatever's happened with me in the past, judge me on my ability to do this. Then there's the Sarah Palin question, because her name keeps getting mentioned, not as a joke, but for real, that would she be interested in running for president? She speaks to certain groups, and a lot of people come and listen and pay some big dollars to hear what Sarah Palin has to say. I don't think she wants to do it, though. I can't see her diving into this, and I also don't see her wanting to jump on another ticket again as the VP. She's already been there, done that, and went through that with McCain. Whoever it is, I can't imagine. What will be interesting is to see how it shakes out with the other female, Michelle Bachmann, who makes no bones about it. Whatever the Tea Party direction is, that's the direction she's going to go in. So she's absolutely the darling of the Tea Party. What happens with Ron Paul, because he announced in one day raised $1 million. It's going to take a lot of money. That's the other part of this. To even have a shot at knocking out Obama, who's going to have $1 billion in his war chest, you have got to raise some big money, because it's that subliminal message and the constant barrage of calls and social networking and everything else, whatever clever messages come out of it, that people will remember. If you have a chance to flip some independence in either direction, you really, really have to have the money to spend on running for president. If he's got $1 billion, you got to have close to $1 billion too. By the way, speaking of that, the president has at least $4 million in personal assets and income, book royalties, retirement funds, the things you would expect, treasury bills, notes, some other things. There was a blog post on the White House website by the counsel to the president, and to comply with the Ethics in Government Act of 78, which, what does that do? Simple. It says that top federal people have to publicly disclose their personal financial interests. And remember, this was part of the deal. What about the transparency? We're not seeing it. So now they threw it out there, and that's how they did it. Talking about the what he's got, $4 million, but saying that maybe it could be more than that. So, you know, whatever the holdings are, how much he has in a checking account and retirement accounts and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Also, the vice president, Joe Biden, showed his assets in various bank accounts, and he showed at least 250,000 investments, insurance policies, and home equity, other loans, that kind of stuff, and showed that there were no conflicts of interest. So I think they're just trying to line things up and get it in order as they try to make that race, continue that race for 2012, and the whole idea of transparency. All right, we're very transparent here. I said we were doing Bad Boys, and that's where we're headed next.
Prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised.
So I don't want to shut out you, the listeners. Remember, you can always throw in your two cents. I don't care what your political stripes are. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 or 1-975-952-00800. Isn't that clever? Because I have, like, dyslexia with numbers. They told me I should say the numbers backwards, which I think is ridiculous because that makes it more confusing. I don't have dyslexia with my phone number to give to all of you. So, Donald Trump out of the race. Anybody out there disappointed? Oh, I just heard a pin drop. apparently not. I know. Actually, I like the Donald because he just says whatever. I like people who just say it. They don't really have a filter. Sometimes it costs them.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Exactly. So it works for me. And I know that he really was thinking about it at one point. Probably Melania, his wife, his third wife, said, Donald, I'm having no parts of this. Because they have a young son and he's going to, what, have his assets on ice and run around and do all the things, be a target, which he probably already is a target, but do all the things that a president has to do, like be massively criticized. Because I don't care who the president is. Even if it's somebody you like, somebody gets in there, they are going to take it. You're just going to take it on all sides. That's the way it works. So, and you've got to knock down, like I just explained, an incumbent with $1 billion in a war chest, which means lots of messages all over the place. And the independents could easily be swayed in different directions. This time, I think, in one direction, though, because of the amount of ads, the amount of stuff that will be pounded out there, all of that. Unless somebody has an incredible genius working around in the background to come up with an awesome campaign that would blow out an incumbent. Although Barack Obama's numbers have come back down to earth as far as the jolt he got with the bin Laden stuff. All right, anyway, without further ado, let's head to Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits.
Ah, yes, indeed. Who makes the Bad Boys file today? Well, this is a carryover. This scumbag behind IMF. Sorry, I just don't know what else to call him. Another inflated bozo who decided I can do whatever I want to do because I have massive power. So you probably have heard about this French dude. Have you heard about him? Do you know who I'm talking about? The head of the most powerful international monetary fund. Who would that be? Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Here's what the scoop is. He was staying in a ritzy hotel in Manhattan and was there meeting, having some pretty high-level meetings, right? So what he decided he was going to do was go after a housekeeper. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And what he did was, I mean, this was serious stuff. The 62-year-old Strauss-Kahn, he was picked out of a lineup at the police station, one of the police stations in New York City, and he tried to sexually assault this 32-year-old housekeeper who went into the room and to try to clean the room, and he pulled her into a bedroom, started attacking her. She fought him off, but then he dragged her into the bathroom and forced himself on her, and she finally got out, ran to the front desk. By that time, he left. He left his cell phone at the hotel because he just ran. So this is not the work of an innocent guy, right? So he jumps in a hotel limo. He called the hotel to say he left his phone behind, asked if it could be brought to him. That call came in when the police arrived to investigate the alleged sexual assault. So they got him at the airport. Two plainclothes Port Authority cops let him off the plane. He was actually on the plane. He was on a flight to Paris. And his attorney's trying to say, oh, he was booked on that flight way in advance, but whatever. The bottom line is that he was picked out of the lineup, and they have scratches, and they're taking DNA samples and all this other stuff, and he's in the middle of something pretty brutal. And the concern is, will this do anything to the money system if the guy behind IMF is convicted of this, and ultimately what happens? His wife came out and said she doesn't believe any of the accusations, that he's innocent and all this other stuff, and so did the defense attorney, but what are they going to say? He was traveling on a private business in New York, and he was staying at this hotel, so that was all coming out of his own pocket, not from the fund, but who cares about that? The guy has a wicked reputation, all kinds of crazy nicknames for him, and now this has been a bomb.
Lysol Nutri-Air Fabric.
This has been a bomb to the people that are concerned about what'll happen with the fund. He could get 25 years in prison if he's convicted on it. And the judge denied bail. His wife is flying to the U.S. She's probably already here with $1 million. Just wants him bailed out. He's at Rikers Island. Oh, don't you love it? Rikers Island. 11 by 13 foot cell by himself. No contact with any other inmates. because they consider that he's a high-profile detainee. And, you know, you're talking about people at Rikers, 14,000 men and women who are being held there and have been convicted for all kinds of violent things, all kinds of crimes committed in New York. So here's a guy who's used to being pampered, multi-millionaire, and huge in the financial world, now in custody in Rikers. And his Strauss-Kahn, this guy, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, was supposed to be in Europe talking to the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, and preparing to address the crisis in Greece, Portugal, Ireland, and many other countries. And instead, he's in what they call the tombs. That's where he was when all that happened. That's before they take you to Rikers. So he's a bad boy, and I hope they nail him to the wall, because apparently they have gobs of evidence. He has tons of money, though, to fight back on this, and ultimately, do they relent, and does he get out of this situation? And the IMF board is meeting trying to decide what to do. We move on to Bin Laden. You know, it's an odd thing to throw him in the bad boys file, except for you may have learned over the weekend that a stash of pornography was found in the compound of Osama bin Laden that was raided by the Navy SEALs. The porn that was taken from the compound included all kinds of stuff. They're describing it as modern, electronically recorded video, and fairly extensive. But, you know, was he viewing it? Was it for him? I mean, who cares? This is a guy who supposedly was this devout Muslim following the Quran, and he had gobs of porn in his compound. Crazy. So what was it doing there if he wasn't watching it, if he wasn't somehow watching it? I'd love to know the details on that. And the three wives aren't talking. They're not saying very much. Trying to pry things out of them, but they're having a hard time doing that. And they're trying to say that they don't know much about the life at the compound because in the Islamic practices to segregate women from men so the wives wouldn't be there for meetings or discussions, but what would they know? And the couriers are dead. So do they know anything? Are they going to tell anything? I think they're finding most of what they found. They're getting clues from that. All those thumb drives and now all this crazy porn that they've found and some of the other videos that they found. They're looking at footage from cameras that the Navy SEALs had, and they're trying to look at how the compound was laid out and all that other sort of stuff. But I think the porn thing, talk about a kick in the head. There's a kick. Extensive porn stash for bin Laden. Matt, unbelievable. I'm sorry, you can't tell me he wasn't viewing it, but okay, we can play that game. Well, maybe he wasn't viewing it, but he just had pieced it all together and had this incredible library of porn.
Yeah, it's usually the people who preach the most and are the head honchos that are always the ones who are the big hypocrites of their own preaching.
Yeah, including, here's a guy who was trying to, it's like, oh, the Western ways, and forget that, and you know, you have to go after the evil America. And here he was doing some of the things that he really wouldn't be doing if he was following the Quran to the
Kim Jong Il's the same way. He's got stashes of American movies and everything, but yet
crazy.
We're evil.
I know. Makes no sense, right? All right, if you want to join the conversation, you can, 800-259-5791.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Yo, yo. Hope you're having a good start to your week. Because here we are. We're getting ready to round that corner and head for Memorial Day weekend. Maybe you have an extra day or two off. One can only hope. Right? You need those down days, even if you love what you do. I'm still thinking about that IMF fool, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Rikers Island. Can you imagine this guy in a jail cell in Rikers Island? Oh, how the powerful fall. And he has fallen hard. Told the wife immediately, get on that plane, s'il vous plaît, with millions of dollars and get over here and get me out of this situation. But I think he's going to have a tough time. They're mounting the evidence against him, and we don't play it that way. So he might be in for it, thinking that he was going to get away with it, allegedly sexually assaulting this woman, but he did some stupid things. If that wasn't the case, why is he running out? Why is he running out, getting out of that hotel without even checking out? Whoops, I'm gone. Boom. So he's in some serious trouble, I think. Let's take a few. Let's go to, David in Texas. Hey, David, are you there? No, David. I think we have Jeremy in Alaska. We've got David. We have David in Texas. Jeremy in Alaska, you're going to have to wait. Sorry, Jeremy. What's going on, David?
No, a lot. How about you?
Tons, dude. Tons.
Really? By the way, you're missing out. Your favorite co-worker, Mr. Jack, is back.
Oh, with the he had the flu. For people who don't know, because this is so inside, for people who have no idea what David is talking about, if you go to the website, on most nights you can see me on camera. We've got a thing called Pal Talk, and we're there right on my website. And Jack is a guy who helps run that chat. It's he's like the chat master guy. So there you go.
He is definitely the chat master.
He's the chat master, exactly.
I'm just one of your humble servants.
servants are good.
Yeah, he's back, and he looks like he's doing all right. He's still a little under the weather, but he's back enough because he missed you. I know he didn't miss me, but he missed you.
What a nice guy.
I know, isn't he? So he's back. Just wanted to let you know. And the topic you were talking about just before I got online, I think if you got something to hide, you're going to run, and you're going to leave no traces. I've been watching a lot of the Investigation Discovery Channel, and I've been learning a lot about all that.
You know what? Discovery Channel has some great shows, and I've seen a couple of those. I've only seen one or two. I think I've seen two shows, but you're right. They're excellent.
Yes, they are. And by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but they're supposed to have another. They're supposed to be showing it on the Military Channel tonight. The name of it is Killing Bin Laden, and they were showing exactly what our armed forces, special forces, what actually was going down when they went in and got Bin Laden. And I know. I keep moderating the guy by talking about it, but hey, he's still in the news right now because we still have a lot of followers.
David, you heard me say, what about all this whole porn collection thing and all the stuff they're going through? I don't know. I think it's interesting to piece together more about what was going on in that compound and all the pieces of who knew what and all that stuff. I think it's important. Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw something on the news today too that they were saying something about there was a encrypted message sent on the internet that America will pay, but they've been real quiet because they're wanting to find out what our federal government has retrieved from that compound, because they got all the computers and everything else. They want to see what's on there, and I think what they're doing is they're waiting for an intimate retaliation until the federal government basically lets the American people, which if they let the American people know, obviously our enemies are going to find out too what we do know. Or what they're declassifying for
right.
The American people, so they can pretty much figure out where their next attack is. I mean, there's been talk of buses. There's been talk of them doing it on trains in the United States. They've done it on the tower. They did it on the towers. I don't know how many times over there at the trade centers. They've used a small truck before. I don't know if you know it or not, but Homeland Security is definitely really strict nowadays on all truckers, including the Mexican truckers that come in from down south. They are especially vigilant there because a lot of freight comes out of Mexico into the United States. And people get smuggled in with that freight. And so they're very vigilant about it.
Oh, yeah, that you're right. That started right after 9/11. Yeah. with massively, not that there wasn't checks before, but really a lot more, yeah.
Well, even after 9/11, and now that they've actually took out Osama, they're doing it even more. I mean, they're almost going to the point of cavity searches.
Wow. Do you think that's right? You're somebody who's driven a truck. Do you think that's right that it's that extreme?
Well, for the foreigners coming in, yes. For the ones that are born here, it's a little overboard. But,
David, then you're profiling.
Profiling.
Listen, I'm on your side. I agree. If there's questions about who's coming in, and that's part of the problem with having the trucks go up the belly of the country and not asking enough questions, and why do some people go through and don't get checked in certain ways, and why do other people go through? I don't get it. I agree with you.
Well, I'm going to give you an example. Okay, I left out of here in 2002 after 9/11. I mean, in February of 2002, and I went across over into the UK, okay? And going over there was bad. Coming back was even worse. I'm an American citizen. I mean, I went through stuff, too, because at the time I had my tan going. I had my long hair, and you can ask plenty of people, like, when I first came onto the Pal Talk scene, I had long hair and a full-fledged beard. I was looked at as possible. Even though I was born here, I was looked at as a possible terrorist because, I had the long hair, I had the beard. The only thing I didn't have was the clothing. Of what normal terrorists wear and the thing over my head.
It's such a non-politically correct conversation, David. I like that. All right, you take care. He's talking about the whole trucking situation and what's now happened in light of 9/11. We're kind of going in a couple of different directions, and this is more carryover for the conversations over Osama bin Laden, because it's been over 2 weeks now at this point, and still some new things are starting to emerge. Any thoughts on the show, please shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?